Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
3 o'clock hour, went a little bit long with Gino there, but we always do on Thursdays because we start chopping it up, and then all of a sudden, where does the time go? We do have Heat tickets, Heat Sixers, Monday, November 18th. We're giving away a pair every day this week, and we have not yet done so today, and so we will at some point before 6 o'clock give you a chance to win some Heat tickets. Let me give you the fantasy football update. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, created to be savored responsibly. So here's what we have for the Dolphins and fantasy football coming up this weekend. From NFL.com, they do stardom and sit'em. And this is what they have to say about the Dolphins-Rams game. They've got stardom for Matt Stafford. This is more about Stafford and the Rams offense than the matchup. The Dolphins have been stingy against quarterbacks this season, but Stafford has 6 passing touchdowns in his last 2 games after having just 3 over his first 6 games. He's averaged 289 passing yards per game in his last 2 contests, even doing so last week with Puka Nacua getting ejected very early in the game. They write they believe Los Angeles' offense is near elite when all of its playmakers are healthy. What's happened this year mirrors Stafford's 2023 campaign when he sat outside top 20 fantasy QB in the first half of the season before vaulting up into the top 10 down the stretch once for all his weapons were healthy. With Miami having the offensive firepower to make this a high-scoring game, Stafford is certainly in play. So again, there's your fantasy football ramification. Yeah. But NFL.com for sit'em has Tua Tagovailoa, and they write, Tua has not scored 19 fantasy points in a game this season. Since returning in week 8, he's averaged 233 passing yards per game and has failed to reach 18 fantasy points. Because the Dolphins rely heavily on their run game, especially in the red zone, the quarterback just doesn't have major upside. Tua, who was QB23 in the second half of last season, fantasy-wise, faces an improving Rams defense this week. Since week 5, Los Angeles has allowed the 6th lowest passer rating, 4th lowest completion percentage, and 9th fewest fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. They write, get away from Tua this week.
We talked about it with the Bills game, playing a playoff team the way they did, heavy run. And we talked about that's the formula to win. McVay and the Rams, that's not their formula to win. With Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, and DeMarcus Robinson, who went crazy last week, like, I'm interested to see because Jalen Ramsey can shut down somebody. Like, Jalen Ramsey versus Cooper Kupp would be a great matchup. But now Puka Nacua is in the slot against who? Kader Kohu or Marcus May? Or, like, who is DeMarcus Robinson who had 2 touchdowns? Like, they're going to sling it around. McVay's going to throw the ball 45 times plus. That's what they do. And how are we going to keep up? I think we're going to have to get away from the run to keep up or just keep running it and keep them off the field. But I would take the over in this game because I think there's going to be a lot of points scored, but I don't know if the formula for Dolphins success is for Tua to throw it 40 sometimes. And that's where this game scares me on Monday night. And just historically, Hawk, you brought it up, but honestly, do we win primetime games down here? I can't remember the last primetime game.
Feels like we don't. It feels like, and then we always do this thing. Because remember it happened in Buffalo where it's like, it's not just a loss in primetime. It's some devastating loss. We lost Tua when it was primetime on week two. I don't have great feelings about it. I love betting overs. I'm going to bet it tonight because Pizzola said it. I'm going to bet it with the Dolphins Monday night because Pizzola and you say it. But I don't know if that's the recipe for a Dolphins victory, which is and I love that kind of football. That's my football of choice. But I just don't know if they can keep up.
And that's the problem. But Matt Stafford's going to sling it. I remember, I think I was at Cheetah. When you first started talking about him, Matt Moore was the quarterback, and the Ravens beat him like 60-10 on a Thursday night game years ago. And it just started from there, and I had a great time, I'm not going to lie, but the game wasn't very fun. But just primetime games aren't our thing. I think Jalen Ramsey can shut down somebody. I don't think the secondary can shut down three receivers that can play. I'm worried on Monday night.
Let's do headlines with Solana. Hey, can we play? You want to play the Don Bailey Jr.? Whatever he did last week. Do you have it?
I could have it for you in like 2 seconds.
All right, well, we'll save it for DBJ then. We'll play it for him with him. Let's do headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right, gentlemen. So we begin with your schedule tonight. The Florida Panthers are in action first time in like 5 days since Saturday. They'll be at home. They host the Nashville Predators 7 p.m. start time tonight.
You will hear the game here on this radio station.
So the Miami Heat, they're going to play the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. They lost last night. Two straight losses. First road loss of the season. 115-112 was your final. The Heat had a 15-point lead in the third quarter, and Kevin Durant, another 30-point game for him. Jimmy had a chance to tie it at the end. They didn't get a shot off.
Was it a third quarter?
No. The Miami
Heat. Because they didn't lose the quarter, but they coughed up a big lead.
Right. Yeah.
So is that technically a third quarter or no?
I don't think so, because they had a lead in the fourth. Like,
so you have to lose the like if you spit up a 15-point lead, that's not a third quarter.
I don't think you can qualify that as a third quarter. Perhaps, okay. You know, perhaps
I don't know.
Would.
I don't know what the parameter. I don't know if the parameter means you like you end the third quarter and you're down by 10 or more. But you got outscored by a ton in the third quarter, so maybe it is a third quarter.
But they didn't. I mean, they ended 29-29.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a third quarter. It was a great corner. Great quarter, but the second half wasn't great because they were up at half and then they got their ass whooped.
Yeah, they were up 3.5.
Jimmy throws the ball to guys sitting on the bench.
All right.
Here you go, Tyler. I'm on the bench. I can't shoot anymore.
Okay. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, Billy Napier will be the head coach of the Florida Gators. Next season.
Jimmy Butler is the Billy Napier of players.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thursday night football tonight, Ravens, Bengals. What I wanted to bring up, by the way, Denver, they're without Aaron Gordon. They're without Jamal Murray tomorrow. But Nikola Jokic, I want to read to you guys the players that the Denver Nuggets won last night with. So they play the Oklahoma City Thunder. OKC was 7-0. They were the best team in the NBA by far going into yesterday's game. Here's the Denver Nuggets starting lineup yesterday. So obviously, Nikola Jokic, right? Michael Porter Jr., Christian Brown, Russell Westbrook, Peyton Watson.
Didn't I say Westbrook put up like crazy numbers?
Westbrook had 29, 6, and 6 in 32 minutes. They only played three guys off the bench. Bro, I've never heard of these guys. Julian Strother, Hunter Tyson, and Zeke Najee were their only three guys.
And they won anyway, but you know who they needed.
Who's that?
Tim Hardaway Jr. You give him more minutes, you got a successful recipe for a successful Nuggets team.
Okay.
I'm looking at the line. Did you know Florida Atlantic, FAU, plays football tonight? Another football game tonight.
Another Thursday nighter?
Yeah, FAU in East Carolina. But I was looking really for the Florida line. So Florida is a 21.5 point dog at Texas Saturday. But, man, there's going to be an emotional bounce with this Napier announcement. So I'm going to hammer the Gators on this one because that team is going to rally around their coach. No, everyone sees it. That team,
our coach,
that line was probably 30 before the announcement came out, and it's gone down to 21.5.
I have to look it up.
Hurricanes, by the way, are an 11-point favorite at Georgia Tech on Saturday.
Are you scared, Hawk?
You know, I was more scared for the Duke game, but John Michaels and Joe Zagacki yesterday, everyone keeps talking about Georgia Tech. Like, this is the game out of the final three. This is the game that gets them the most nervous.
I think they're falling into that 1-0 every week thing that Cristobal is, because Georgia Tech has, they scored like 18 points in 2 weeks. I went back and looked because I was the same way, Hog. We're talking to people.
Everyone keeps saying it. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, they scored 6-11 in the last 2 weeks. Like,
I'll ask DBJ in the next segment, but I'm imagining he's going to say the same thing.
But
any given Saturday, any team could come out on top with energy. Yeah.
But did they only score 18 points because their starting quarterback was hurt? Because that's what John Michael said, and that's what Joe Z said, that if their starting quarterback plays.
Right. Joe Z said it. If so and so is playing, then you have a whole different ball game. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, guys.
If you're good, you just go play ball.
Hey,
it's just tough to go undefeated for a season. It just is. And you don't want to see the Hurricanes stumble here in these final three games.
Yeah. Well, it is the ACC. Like, that's like high school almost again.
Oh, okay. Is that what Billy Napier says? Pump up the guys? Is that how he recruits so well?
Why'd they have to come out with this damn report? He's back. For what? Pass out juice boxes? Get out of here. Go get Lane Kiffin.
Bro, I told you this at the very start of the season. FIU, who are having a bad season, FIU is closer to making the college football playoff than Florida. And I don't mean FIU is a better team than Florida, but Florida is never going to make, right now on their trajectory, is never going to make the CFP with the schedule that you guys have to play every year, Crowder. I'm sticking to that take. Never.
I'm with that. I mean, there are some class teams in that SEC. Your team is outclassed. Mm-hmm. Your team is school on election day. No class.
Yeah, because we're in a real conference.
That's an old Bill Cosby and Fat Albert joke. That's a Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids joke. You're like, you're school on Columbus Day. No class.
When you're in a real conference, you have to play real teams.
No, I understand. But if you're not one of the elite teams, you're never going to have a pathway to the college football playoffs. Unfortunately, you're kind of one of those also-ran teams in the SEC.
It's Vandy and Mississippi State.
One day you'll be a Vandy. No, you will. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. You got Billy Napier. And one day you'll be able to beat Alabama like Vanderbilt.
I'm going to take this today because I hate this Billy Napier information that was released. But we're never going to be Mississippi State or Vandy. We're Florida.
No,
Mr. Two Bits.
Yeah,
Bill Hill Griffin.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Spurrier.
Wow. Maybe one bit from now on. Give the other bit someone else.
We got two bits. They gave us back a little change. They said, yeah, no. We... Take 82 cents back.
How does that feel, though, to be Mississippi State now?
I'm going to punch you in the nose. I know you're fragile.
Like the bad knock on a boxer. He's fragile.
Fragile. One punch, your nose will break, your teeth will fall out. Your iris will dislocate. All kinds of
stuff.
He
looks good today, though. Stand up. I saw him walking around the studio. This is a good look for Solana. And I'm critical sometimes because he wears his shirts too tight and the pants. Just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, like a normal t-shirt.
A grown man's shirt.
Yeah, it's not tucked in up to his chest. Mm. Yeah, it's just jeans and a t-shirt. Like, that's your look. I don't know why you get so cutesy with the super tight stuff and whatever. That's your look. That's a good look. Jeans and a t-shirt. Looking good.
I like the tight jeans. It really accentuates the best parts about my body, I believe.
Parts?
Your leg hair?
Plural?
Why don't y'all wear... Y'all, none of y'all wear undershirts, huh?
Never.
With a t-shirt?
Yeah, like a tank top or just an undershirt.
No.
With a t-shirt?
Yeah, a tank top, a ribbed tee. They used to be called something else, but it got a little out of line. The ribbed tank top.
Never. No, you don't need that under a t-shirt.
Never.
Yes, you do. I don't know, so your nipples don't show, it catches the sweat. You see Solana's nipples right now? That disgusts me. Look at his nipple.
Yeah.
Natural human function.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to see that. That's nasty.
But I know you, like, whether or not I can see the nipple, I know you have them. So what does it matter?
That's a great point.
I know you have a penis. I don't want to look at it.
Right. No, valid point, too. It's a good volley we got going on here. And to be quite honest, we don't know if he has one.
Want me to stand up again?
If it's there, it's minuscule. It's a byproduct.
Speaking of fragile, Tua Tagovailoa is at the podium right now. I'm joking, Dolphins fans. Please don't DM me. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. Talk some Canes. Give him some funny lines to work into the broadcast Saturday. He will join us in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mamacita, mamacita, que bonita, mamacita.
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Tom Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And he, of course, the radio analyst for the Hurricanes football broadcast. He'll be on the call this Saturday, noon kickoff. The undefeated Miami Hurricanes taking on Georgia Tech. Hello, DBJ.
How you doing?
Well, we're great. And obviously, I'm imagining you are as well. You're calling games for an undefeated team. We've been waiting a long time for this kind of season. But Crowder and I have not yet heard. We have not gotten to your call this week from the Duke game. We're under the impression you did one call during the Duke game, correct?
That is correct. It was a nail biter. I could not work anything else.
No, listen, no. That's fine. Like the fact that you've been able to work them into all the games this season, because some of them have come down to the final play, as we know.
Yeah.
We're going to listen.
Was it really a nail biter though? In the second half, they won by 30. Like
you know what, Channing. You know what? Everybody asks me, and they probably do this to you too. What do you think? I mean, I got to turn my phone off, right? And I really have not. I have really not felt Miami was threatened at all this year. Now I don't want to sound like a tough guy, but you know,
the Cal game,
but you know, for some reason, I've just been very confident with how they've gone into every single game, and you know, I hope that doesn't, you know, catch them. But I wasn't worried when Duke got ahead. It just is a matter of time with how this offense runs. That it just kind of is par for the course on how these things turn out.
It reminds me of the older Canes teams where it didn't matter how many you were down by or what the situation was. You just knew that they were going to come back and win. I think that's a byproduct of having Cam Ward as your quarterback, but it is an enjoyable way to be able to view the games. But regardless, here's what I wanted to do, DBJ. We're going to all listen to the call together because we haven't played it on the air yet. So
Okay. Here's
what we gave him. Solana, play what we gave him. We gave you because it was a Halloween week. And you had joined us on Halloween itself, I believe. Here's the call, the thriller line that we gave you. Here is, and again, we have not yet heard it. Here's what Don Bailey Jr. did during the game.
Hand off. Inside for Lofton. Lofton driving forward. He's in for a touchdown.
That's it.
Touchdown, Miami. Lofton scores. Elijah Lofton with a touchdown. And Miami takes the lead at Hard Rock Stadium. It's a 2-yard touchdown for Elijah Lofton. And Miami has the lead at Hard Rock Stadium.
Because this is thriller night, and no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike, and that strike is coming from Miami, Joseph.
That was good, DBJ. You cannot sing, though, bro. That was
at all. Bro.
I don't know what note you hit there in the first line, but that was rough.
They kicked me out of church. They won't even let me in the church choir.
That was good, though. That was good. I'll give you an A plus on that.
In my mind,
one.
It comes out of my mouth. It's two different.
I thought it was excellent. We've got some new ones for you for this coming Saturday, but I will ask you a couple of Canes questions. Hurricanes number 4 in the college football playoff rankings. Is that correct? You have any problems with the first release of rankings?
I don't, but I want you to, I'll give you the God's honest truth on Bailey's side. I don't pay any attention to that. We got to get through, hopefully, that ACC championship game, and then I'll start looking at it. You know, I kind of buy into that. Let's take care of today, and tomorrow will take care of itself. But when you look at it on a national level, I think that's about right for sure. I definitely do.
And, DBJ, we talked to Joe Z, we talked to John Michaels, a bunch of Canes, and they keep bringing up this damn quarterback for GT. Is the Georgia Tech quarterback, is that big a difference if what's his name, Haynes King plays over the other guy?
You know, Channing, I watched some of that this morning, and the other kid's pretty darn good. I mean, he's just inexperienced. I think that the other kid, I think it's Philo, I think, as time goes by, he might surpass
Haynes King. But Haynes King is listen, the biggest thing about him is he can run the football. He's their second leading rusher and hadn't played in 2 weeks. And, you know, he pulled the rabbit out of his hat against Miami last year and marched him down the field in three plays and put up a score. So I think I would rather see the younger one, only because you can mess with his mind a little bit more than you can Haynes King. But I'd much rather see the younger one. But they both can play. But as for tomorrow or for Saturday, excuse me, I would much rather play the younger kid than Haynes King.
Do you have any kind of trepidation about Saturday? Because we you know, Josie and John Michaels, like, I look at the three remaining games, and you've got Georgia Tech, and you've got Wake, and you've got Syracuse. And you said just moments ago that you really haven't felt nervous all season long, no matter what the situation was. You have any trepidation going into this Saturday game on the road at noon?
I don't. I don't, and this because of the simple fact is I've watched this team prepare every week, and they are taking an emotional business approach. And you say emotional, yes, because when it comes time to the game, they're ready to play. They get up and they play and they stay in it as best as you can, and they perform. But I just like the way that they understand that it is a weekly goal, and, you know, to be 1-0. And I think that was a great mantra for Coach Cristobal, because that's the approach that they've had. And I feel confident in the fact that they have such a business approach, and we're starting to see things evolve in Coach Dawson's offense. I mean, there's been new formations and new player personnel groups and stuff like that happening. And I saw 4 takeaways last week by Coach Guidry's defense, and that overcomes everything. So, you know, you can talk about any position group or what's wrong on the defense. You keep winning, being +2 or +3 every single week, you know, that covers a bunch of stuff up. So I'm very confident that they should win this game. Now, they go out there and the quarterback, you know, implodes, and we haven't seen, and he throws 4 picks or does, we fumble the football 4 times, you're probably going to be in a dogfight. But if something like that doesn't happen, I feel very confident Miami should win this football game.
And DBJ, with Xavier Restrepo, who just broke records at UM, and we talked about it all week, talking about Michael Irvin's, Andre Johnson, Santana Moss, is like just amazing Hall of Fame type receivers. I hate when people do the cliche of that he works hard and he catches extra balls after practice and he's the first one in the building, last one out of the building. What really makes him special? Because a sorry dude can go to a facility and sleep there and he's not going to break UM records. What makes Xavier Restrepo special?
Well, you know what, Channing, if you look at it, this is year 5. This is how I look at it. This is year 5. He's gone off the charts in year 4 and year 5. It's popular to leave after 3 years. Well, he hung around for year 4 and had a great year last year, 1,000-yard receiver. He hung around for year 5 and is now the number one receiver in the history of the University of Miami. And it's been around almost 100 years. So I think the fact that he has matured, I respect the fact that he has hung in there with different coordinators and quarterbacks and done all of that and learned the game. But all those things that you think are cliche, that works. I mean, and it works for him. But he has just got a burning desire to be the best that he can be. And it's not today. It's every single snap. And I really think that his focus, and he's a lot better to me this year than he was last year. I see him doing way more without the football this year than last year. And he has earned the right to be where he is in the record books. And he's earned it every single day. And he's gotten better every single game and every single year. But if you ask him, I guarantee you, he'll tell you this year is his best year, period. But with how, not just performance, but how he's approached the game.
Don Bailey Jr., are you active on TikTok?
No, sir.
All right. Instagram?
No, sir.
All right. Are you familiar at all with AJ and Big Justice?
No, sir.
All right. Or the Rizzler? He hangs out with them sometimes, the Rizzler.
I think I've heard. Yeah, maybe him. Yeah, or him, or her, whatever that is. Yeah.
AJ and Big Justice. It's a father son duo. They're on TikTok and Instagram, and they even got spoofed on Saturday Night Live the other week. They bring the boom. I don't know if you're familiar with that. They bring the boom. They eat the chicken bakes and the double chunk chocolate cookies. Do anything. Anyway, this is a TikTok sensation, this father-son duo. Solana and I are fascinated with them. They started as the Costco guys. I don't even want to get into the history of it, but at Costco, you can get the chicken bakes and you can get double chunk chocolate chip cookies. And they would always do their shopping while the kid ate a chicken bake and he ate the cookie. Anyway, here's a line from their song.
We bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes.
With double chunk chocolate cookies.
And chicken bakes.
We bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes with double chunk chocolate cookies and chicken bakes.
They're knocking off the Fat Boys, man.
You know what? It does have that kind of vibe to it.
Think about it. Yes, I have not heard them, but I like that one.
He's got a thing where when he says double chunk chocolate cookies, he says double chunk chocolate cookies. He's kind of a meathead little league coach dad. So he's always got the too tight shirt on and he's very supportive of all the little leaguers and whatever. But you have to say it, double chunk chocolate cookies.
Double chunk chocolate cookies. Yeah,
that's
got it.
Perfect. Literally perfect if you can do that. Play the line one more time, Solana.
We bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes.
With double chunk chocolate cookies.
And chicken bakes.
All right, you got it. We bring the boom loud the whole earth shakes. With double chunk chocolate cookies and chicken bakes.
Okay.
All right. And I'll send you some of their videos, too, because they're fascinating. It's the only thing I watch now. I don't even watch TV anymore. I only watch AJ and Big Justice. Here's something to work into the broadcast. This is an old song from DJ Kool. I happened to hear it on the radio yesterday, and I said that would make a good line for DBJ. Here it is. Let me clear my throat.
So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat.
You don't have to do the oh, and you don't have to do the have mercy. But so look at here, check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote, and while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat.
I like it. I don't know if I can get it out quite like that, but I like it.
Play it one more time, Solana.
So look at here, check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote, and while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat.
Oh! All-time banger. And then for the final one, it's a little treat for Crowder here. He doesn't know it's coming, but I haven't given you much to do as a duet with Josie. And so I have a couple of back-and-forth lines here with you doing the first line, Joe doing the next one, you doing the third one. Here's what it sounds like, so Crowder will recognize the movie.
What's the name of that nightclub of yours again?
You talking about the boom boom room?
Yeah, the boom boom room. That's it.
All right, so it's from the movie Life, which is one of Crowder's favorites. So you say, what's the name of that nightclub of yours again? And Joe says, you talking about the boom boom room? And then you'll say, yeah, the boom boom room. That's it.
I'm not going to be able to get to my second part after watching
Joe
go, the boom boom room.
And Joe says, you're talking about the boom boom room? It's going to be great. Play it one more time.
What's the name of that nightclub of yours again?
You talking about the boom boom room?
Yeah, the boom boom room. That's it.
Yeah. So you just go, hey, what's the name of that nightclub of yours again? And Joe will say, because he's a pro, you're talking about the boom boom room? And then you'll say, yeah, the boom boom room. That's it.
That's it.
All right.
I love it.
Well, if we pull that one off, you owe us a dinner at Joe's.
Done deal. Because I think you can do it. I think you can do it. So we gave you three good ones there. I think DJ Kool, AJ and Big Justice, and the movie Life and the boom boom room. You got it?
I got it.
All right, they're coming your way. DBJ, have a great broadcast on Saturday. You can hear the game Saturday here on this radio station. Kicks off at noon. Pregame starts at 8 M. Safe travels, DBJ, and we'll listen to you on Saturday.
You got it, buddy. Have a great day. See you later.
I know when you get up there, you're going right to the boom boom room. That's exactly where everybody goes. Talking about the boom boom room. He's working on his lines already.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com